Okay, so what I have here is Drysdale Vignette Container Christmas Trees, coming up in 3, 2, 1. I've talked about the small living potted Christmas trees before here. Hi, I'm Mark Drysdale. More on these and some of the less hardy ones in a moment. 3, 2, 1. Previously, I talked about the living spruce, fir, and pine evergreens, all potted and nicely clipped in a conical shape, which most garden centers and some Christmas tree farms sell. At this time of year, of course. These are generally locally grown. The advantage of such evergreens is that they're able to grow out of doors after the indoor Christmas use is over. They will survive in a home over the festive season, ideally from 10 to 14 days, but turning the heat down substantially each night will help prolong their life and will save you some money, too. Many stores also sell tiny imported living miniature Christmas trees, already decorated with bows and tiny wrapped boxes. Since virtually all of these are grown on the west coast of the USA, depending on the actual tree, they are not likely to survive an Ontario winter. These miniature evergreens make ideal seasonal decorations, but should be treated as annual flowers, much like the pot mums, and discarded when they begin to lose their needles. A Canadian-grown, potted, living Christmas tree from garden centers, nurseries, and Christmas tree farms is unusual and ideal. Look for the label or ask if your choice is likely to survive your winter. It may be easily served two purposes: a living Christmas tree for the Christmas season and a long-lived landscape tree in a garden for decades to come. Each day we're urged to help the environment. A living Christmas tree allows you to enjoy an evergreen in your home and then put it to work purifying the air we breathe for decades to come. I'm Art Drysdale.